Yo, I'm sorry. I got to give it to the people, okay? I got to give it to the people here. Because Bondi, I know I said something in the group chat today. If it goes to Game 7 for the first time in Nux misconduct history, Bondi and Kyle Bowen will get smashed. We'll drink a lot. We'll enjoy Game 7. But I got things to do Saturday morning. So I'm going to offer you an exclusive offer, okay? I'll drive you home. And I'll buy your drink of choice.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Welcome, yes, welcome to another episode of Sippin' on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen, and I'm with Bondi through the computer screen, and I just realized this. Okay, let's be honest, let's be real. Tomorrow's game seven, it is one of the biggest Canucks games of all time. It really did hit me, Bondi. This team, this franchise, over 50 years, haven't gotten to this point many times, where they have the opportunity to be a top four team in the dance. Tomorrow's game is, again, one of the biggest in franchise history. How did they do it? Somehow, some way. A lot of Demko, in fact, 99% of this two-game winning streak here has been because of Thatcher Demko. Let's be honest, bro.
Absolutely. And these last two games have just been so inconceivable, so improbable from the outset that it makes this game seven, it's so intriguing. Like, I remember hearing the news on Wednesday or two, I can't remember what day it was now, whatever, before game five, that Thatcher Demko, yeah, it was Tuesday, Thatcher Demko was going to start game five. And I didn't believe it. I could not believe the news when it actually, first of all, when it actually first came out. I remember tweeting this out, and it's still, I don't delete old tweets.
Hey, I got to say this. I got to cut you off because I got to remind the people, right? I got to remind the people. I know a lot of people, our city, is going to listen to this episode because, once again, your Canucks are going to the seventh game in a game that means that if they win, they go to the third round. This is crazy. Can't even speak. This just doesn't really happen in our city. And Demko, again, you refer to that story, that moment in which you were surprised that Demko got a start. In fact, there was that viral tweet that Mr. Booth made up that fooled everyone. But let's not forget, people. Let's not forget the good people, the best people, the only people at the Nux Misconduct Network. We didn't bite. We didn't bite. I don't even think we were close. Because we read books at the network. You said you were surprised. I think the whole nation was surprised. And I don't think anyone in the whole entire National Hockey League thought that Demko could do this, because we got to keep it real with the people, right? And this is not pessimism. This is facts. I had my glasses on in this game. I had my glasses on last game as well. The Canucks have gotten spanked in the last two games. What we have witnessed in between the pipes is all time. Did you see that stat, bro? Since 1953, I believe, that a rookie goaltender has won back-to-back games when those games involved elimination for their team? That is fucking miracle life.
Jock Plante. That's some solid company.
Solid with a goal company, bro. That is a stat that I didn't even know existed or didn't know was touched. Wasn't touched for that long. That's a long time, bro. What we just saw was, again, a miracle. Now, can he do it again? I don't know. I want to talk about the win more, but yo, tomorrow's that game seven, most likely. You know, if Colorado and Dallas don't go into overtime or two, the game seven is going to be tomorrow. And Demko, who's now faced almost 247 shots over his last two games, is a little banged up. I mean, he looked kind of hurt or kind of tired, and he's going to have to play again because I don't know if Travis Green is playing mind games. Is that why he called up that other dude? Is Markstrom really hurt? What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? Because Travis Green is a poker player, okay? He's a poker player.
He knows how to bluff.
If Markstrom is hurt, though,
he knows how to do.
If Markstrom is hurt, though, Demko has to get that game seven start, or Louis Domingue has to go. Dude, he's going to have to do it again. Injured? Yeah. Tired? How does he do it?
I don't think Demko's injured. I think just think he's absolutely exhausted. How could you not be after facing like close to 50 shots and I don't even know how many shot attempts after game six, but sorry.
Oh man, it's okay.
Tomorrow's game seven is the biggest game seven in Canucks history.
Whoa.
Since a certain game seven
in
2011 that we don't like to talk about.
Okay, Nick Bondi is banned for the next 60 seconds for referring back to whatever year that was. Tomorrow is a big game seven. It is. If the Canucks win tomorrow, they what? They advance to the top four for what? The fourth time? The fourth time in franchise history in 50 years. So yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. We got Bondi back. Don't mention that shit again, bro.
Yeah, that's my bad. I got carried away. You mentioned the top four. You mentioned the conference final. Two things have to happen tomorrow for the Canucks to have a legitimate path. Legitimate path to the Stanley Cup final, all right? Man. First of all, Dallas has to beat Colorado in the game seven. I know, Colorado is going to be the favorite. I haven't looked at the lines yet, but Colorado is going to absolutely be the favorite. But hey, it's a game seven. Anything can happen, right? And of course, the Canucks have to beat Vegas. If Canucks face Dallas in the Western Conference Finals, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. That is a legitimate path to the Stanley Cup Final. Like, that's crazy to think about.
No, you're not thinking straight, dude. If the Vancouver Canucks somehow beat Vegas after somehow beating St. Louis, the reigning Stanley Cup champs, anything is fucking possible for this team. And let me put on some inspiring music in the background. I mean that. Now, I come with a lot of pessimism, okay? I get it. Sometimes I can't believe what I'm seeing with this team. And if my bosses are listening to this, who I spoke to this morning about this game, I told them I thought the team was going to lose 3-1. Hard fought, but 3-1. Vegas is that good. And today, again, Vegas was that good. But maybe Demko is that damn good. Maybe he can rise to the occasion. He's done it back-to-back. Back-to-back in crucial moments for this team. Hey, again, we pulled out an NHL fact from 1953. This is not just Canucks lore now for Thatcher Demko. Maybe he's that good. But even if he isn't, bro, even if he's off a little from what he's done over the last two games, this team still has Quinn Hughes and it still has Elias Pettersson. I know they got some bottom six contribution today, a big goal from Jake Virtanen, and let's be real, let's be honest. But real talk, what we saw from Quinn Hughes today in that third period, that's an X factor, a big X factor. Not a lot of teams have a player like that. Not a lot of teams have a player like Pettersson. Yo, Bondi, I got to disagree with you. This team can beat Colorado. If they can beat Vegas, they can beat any team in the league.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. And I think the key for tomorrow is, again, the Canucks getting the first goal. Like, it may be a hockey cliche, but that might be the biggest key of all, because you've seen what happens when the Canucks can get that first goal. They seem pretty comfortable sitting back and counterattacking, and that seems to be the style they want to play against Vegas, and they're going to try and do that against them in game seven. And look, I think we understand why the Canucks have zero zone time against Vegas. It's because they spent all their time defending, and then they finally get the puck,
are they even defending?
They just have to dump it in and get
are like they even Boston. Defending, bro? Is that's not defending? That is giving up shots.
That's defending. That's defending in the loose sense.
That is getting elite goaltending. It goes back
to
what Kevin Woodley said.
To the outside, I guess.
Kevin Woodley said it. Oh, yo, you know what? You should get Woodley on your show. That would be a great conversation. Yo, yeah. Woodley said that this team, the Vancouver Canucks, are only successful when they have Vezina-like goaltending, and they've gotten that. They've gotten Conn Smythe-like goaltending, real talk, in these playoffs. Let's be honest. Let's be real. And I got to play some uplifting. No, this I don't want to play no trance. I need some party music. You know why I got to play some party music?
It's game seven tomorrow.
It's game seven tomorrow. We got dubstep and techno. I don't even know if this is free. Yo, I'm sorry. I got to give it to the people, okay? I got to give it to the people here. Because Bondi, I know I said something in the group chat today. If it goes to game seven for the first time in Nux misconduct history, Bondi and Kyle Bowen will get smashed. We'll drink a lot. We'll enjoy game seven. But I got things to do Saturday morning. So I'm going to offer you an exclusive offer, okay? I'll drive you home. And I'll buy your drink of choice.
Well, tomorrow is my friend's birthday, so I think I may have to head over there afterwards. But we'll talk about it later. I'm still down.
I'll pay for your Uber.
Okay.
Now just think about talking. Think about it, because let's be real. Let's be real, Vancouver. Tomorrow's a fucking party. Game 7 is back in our city. And there's nothing in this city that people, the masses, care about more than the Vancouver Canucks. And not only are they playing meaningful games, they are now playing historic games. Historic games. So tomorrow, Friday night, baby. Friday night, even if it gets pushed to Saturday. This weekend, for a couple hours at the minimum, it's gonna be a party. And if they win, oh man, oh man. Bondi, if they win, top four, baby. We get to continue business. How would you feel if they won, bro?
Straight up!
I feel over the moon. I feel ecstatic. And I feel almost like an idiot as well, because I said on my podcast, there's no chance they win three in a row against Vegas.
Don't worry, man.
I said that I legitimately felt after game four, that felt like a last stand, right? That just felt like a game where the Canucks gave it all they could, and it wasn't good enough, and that was going to be the series. That was going to be the kind of the last stand of the Canucks. But Thatcher Demko, man, he stood on his head. He's been by far and away the MVP. It's hard to come up with superlatives to describe his performance, because he's been that good.
Yeah, it's been wild
to watch.
Bro, let's be honest. 49
save shutout, like, or whatever, how many saves tonight? Like, it's ridiculous. And
yeah.
Yeah, I hope they just rush him to his bed so he goes right to sleep, give him an IV, and just, 100%. Like, that's it.
Give him an IV. A couple. And Demko, you kind of alluded to it, right? Yeah, the performance that he's put on in the last couple games. You know, I've watched a ton of sports, man. I'm not even trying to brag. I've watched a ton
of
sports.
I have not
seen performances like these in the bunches. There's probably maybe 20 performances at the max that I've seen, you know, live, quote unquote live, in back-to-back games. This is miraculous. It really is.
Think about this. I tweet this out. I can count on both of my hands the amount of even strength shifts the Vancouver Canucks have won against the Vegas Golden Knights in this series, and they're tied 3-3 heading into the winner take all.
Doesn't make sense.
Seven. That's hockey, though. That's hockey, just weird like that sometimes.
Hey, just win, baby. Just win.
Hey, yeah. Like we just say, win. Just win, just baby. Win. Who cares if you're getting outshot by 20 plus every game? If you're winning, you're winning.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
And, it's about the dubs in the playoffs.
It's about the city. It's about the city. And you kind of, you know, once again, to use the word, alluded to being wrong about this team, right? Yo, I don't want to hear it tomorrow, okay? I don't want to hear no betting bros or whatever they're called, or bitter bros or whatever they're called.
Can we get going a at it?
Just, can you just fucking enjoy tomorrow? Again, historic moment. And again, let's be honest, let's be real. Honest person, honest podcast. It's game seven. It's game seven.
And
you want to be, you know this, man. You want to be wrong about that team that's in your city. Let's be real. You want to be wrong. If you're talking shit, you want to be wrong. Because this is what it's all about. History. Tomorrow is history. Enjoy it. The whole city collectively. Enjoy it. Who cares who was right? Who cares who was wrong? And people, the city, Vancouver, the people who follow the network, you know we'll be there. The first ever Game 7 post-game show. You want to talk about fucking history? You want to talk about fucking history? Bruh, Bondi. Tomorrow is going to be a historic day in our careers. Because tomorrow, Bondi, tomorrow's a party. Tomorrow's a party. That was Sipping on a 40. Get the Nux Misconduct Network.
Before we go.
Okay.
Before we go.
Say it.
Can we talk about how the NHL is screwing over the Vancouver Canucks having this game back-to-back? Why can't they have this on a Saturday?
Okay, you know what?
I'm already put on the tinfoil hat ready to get that going, because I think it's ridiculous.
You really
a six
do,
and seven back to back, and I get the NHL wants to finish this thing by the end of the month, but come on, you can't have it. You can't, like, every other team
go in
has every other team has had a rest is gonna have a rest between games 6 and 7, except the Vancouver Canucks, for whatever reason.
Drop a swear word, yo.
And why the fuck are they having both of the Game 7 Western Conference games on the same day? What happens if the Dallas-Colorado game goes 5 overtimes? Canucks have to play like 9 in the morning on Saturday? What the fuck's that going on for? It's ridiculous.
Man, come on. I thought you were going to go in more, man. Anyways, that was Sipping on a 40 with Bondi and Kyle. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. And we're trying to get Trevor Beggs. He's a hard guy to reach. The guy's having a kid. I don't know if he has time to be on a Friday night podcast. We're going to try getting
him. If you're listening to this, you better make fucking time for the Game 7 postgame.
Straight up. Hey, Vancouver, enjoy. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy the moment. Get along. Watch this together. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.